two categories, but he didn't say anything about the other. And since this is an act of worship, without finding a clear statement and practice of the Prophet, we should assume that it is not really permissible. So my advice is that if the people want to do something for the dead, then pray for them. Make dua. This is what Prophet permitted, so this is what should be done. And in the reading of the Quran by some learned people, I don't even know what this means, some learned people, whether it means like Maulana or something, come and read the Quran. So usually when people make this gathering of reading, they divided the Quran into different parts and they give it to everybody and they read it all one on top of the other. Where Allah tells you in the Quran that if the Quran is recited, you should be silent and listen. So in fact, in their doing this, they're actually going against the teachings of the Quran itself. Is it permissible for women to use any form of contraceptive? What if she wants to breastfeed her baby for the full 2 years as required? Yes, contraception is permissible with the agreement of the husband, as long as it is known that this contraception will not cause harm to the woman. There is a hadith that states that one should sleep on their back or side and not on the stomach. Does that apply to babies as well? Because some babies sleep better on the stomach. It applies to babies, meaning that it is better for you not to put the child to sleep in this way. In fact, recent studies on sudden death syndrome amongst children, where children die in their sleep, have shown that one of the common characteristics amongst the children that die in their sleep is that they were put to sleep on their stomach. So in England, they made a general recommendation not to put children to sleep on their stomach, and they found that after 9 years from the time they made a general recommendation, that the rate of sudden death syndrome had dropped by over 70%. People say we can eat the meat of the people of the book. So they eat the meat in the fast foods and supermarkets because this is a Christian country. Is this good? And what about the meat of the Shia? Well, there are some studies being done about the meat available here. The Jum'ah magazine has done a series of articles where they've raised some questions with regards to the methods of slaughter and, you know, whether the stunning of the animals lead to their death before cutting the neck and things like this. Where there is major doubt like this, similar studies need to be done here to make general pronouncements. But meat which is in the Jewish outlet, kosher meat, this is definitely halal. There is no if and buts about it. In fact, they are more particular about their slaughter even than the Muslims. They found Muslims, for example, those selling so-called halal meat in England, they did a survey of them and found that, you know, some 50-odd% of them were just taking meat from the regular butcher and putting it there and calling it halal. I mean, whereas the Jews, you know, are much more stringent, you know, in their ensuring that the meat that they're selling is, in fact, kosher. Well, you know, where there is doubt like this, where one feels doubt personally, then one should avoid it, you know. If one feels comfortable going on the general situation in the country where the vast majority of people are Christians, but that's enough for them, then that's an option that they have to take. You know, you may not like it personally for yourself, you may not like it for your children, etc., etc., but at the same time, you have to respect their rights if they want to go according to the general state of the mass of the people and take their foods accordingly. What about the meat of the Shia? I would say that the meat that they slaughter would be haram, based on the fact continue until
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. واشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد يا رسول الله أي يا رسول الله أي للفلاح أي يا
Brother, in my work environment, we have only one changing room. Did you say you can show certain parts? I guess of us, it's permissible to change in this situation. If this is amongst women, I mean, if this work environment involves men and the changing room, there are men there, of course not. But if it's an all-woman area, all-female area, then it is permissible, making sure that the area of major aura is not exposed. Does a Muslim woman have to cover her feet at all times when she wears sandals? It's possible to wear sandals in circumstances where her outer garment covers the tops of her feet. That is the norm. The norm is that her outer garment should come down and reach to the point where when she stands normally, it comes down and covers the tops of her feet. What she wears underneath that sandal is perfectly permissible. This is what the women in the time of Muhammad wore. They wore sandals. If while she's walking, a piece of her foot becomes visible or not, this is a part of what the verse says that she should cover except إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهُ except what will appear from her aura naturally, outside of her, normally. If she's walking and the wind blows against her and her outer garment forms part the shape of her body, and this is not helpful counsel that. This is what has happened naturally beyond her control. If while she's walking, a piece of her foot shows or whatever, her toes or whatever when she's walking, this is not held against her. The wearing of socks becomes something necessary when a woman wears an outer garment or wears a garment which doesn't cover the tops of her feet. So her feet are going to be exposed all the time. In such a case, then it is better for her to wear socks. She should wear socks. What should a sister do if after making ghusl, after relations with her husband, maybe 1.5 hours later, she feels fluid coming from that area, a large or small amount? Should she make ghusl again, wudu, or what should she do? She should make wudu. The ghusl is only a requirement after the sexual act. Anything which passes from the body beyond that requires wudu, and not the ghusl, unless it is in the course of a wet dream. How can sisters enjoy themselves at Eid or weddings? What instruments are halal? As I said, the drum like the duff, tambourine like instruments without bells. What words are halal? The words which are the words praising Allah, or words which have no haram meanings to it. Neutral. What is neutral and what praises Allah, what reminds person of deen, so and so, these are permissible.
Can they dance? How? They can dance. As long as the dance is not the type of dance that these people, you know, the disbelievers do, which is sexually oriented. You know, it is dancing which is more like what you would call folk dancing. You know? My mother is pressing me to go to university. I wear niqab, and I think I can be an asset to our community as a teacher. I love to study, but I'm afraid of the ikhtilat. Well, if you're afraid of the ikhtilat, meaning you feel like you cannot deal with it, then of course you shouldn't put yourself in such a circumstance. If you are afraid, but you still want to go ahead, meaning your fear is what is going to try to keep you from going beyond the bounds while you're in the university, then it's good. You should fear the ikhtilat. In case of the debt, after I finish, there will be 6 months without interest. After this, interest will start. Well, of course, the issue here, you know, which comes up, is that you signed the contract. When you sign a contract which says, I will pay interest after 6 months, then this is a contract of interest. So really, that type of circumstance for one to go to study is only justified where there is an absolute need in the community, critical area where there is nobody and we must have somebody at the quickest time possible. Otherwise, then it is better for that person to be patient and wait and find some other means of studying without involving themselves in contracts of interest. Sisters rent a pool for 2 hours a week. However, the lifeguards are non-Muslim women. Is this recommended? It is permissible. Recommended, of course, from the point of view for children. Prophet Muhammad said, teach your children swimming. This is amongst the things that they were told to teach them. So it is recommended in that sense. Is black a preferred color of hijab for sisters? I would not say it is preferred, but it is among the colors that they may choose. The general principle with regards to that outer garment is that it should...